A text spoken by the voices and the sound volume are exactly the same as in the original recording.
Welcome to Mind Labs, an open creative slot which deals with stories, issues, philosophy, concepts, ideas, spoken word, drama, comedy, documentaries, avant-garde music, and anything else where thinking is required. Anything where imagination is strict prerequisite. If you would like to submit your own work for this slot, then you can find out more information at www.sheffieldlive.org. This is Mind Labs, and what is about to follow will now follow.
Hello, and welcome to Mind Labs, an occasional Sheffield Live show in which we aim to create an interesting collection of sound waves designed to vibrate the small bones in your inner ear. This week, we present a varied selection of short work from graduates of Sheffield Hallam's MA Writing course, performed by local Sheffield actors and performers. Please note, some of this work might contain language unsuitable for younger children. Birthday by Robert King.
Willow, weep for me. Willow, weep for me. Bend your branches green along the stream that runs to sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me.
It's like I said to my social worker, I didn't start out, it was staff, not me. 'Cause why should I when I've just won 12 quid? But I'm no sooner back through that door than she's at it, poking her nose in. Marlene, you can't go leaving your Chloe in the communal area while you just bob off uptown. I said, excuse me, she's not my Chloe. She says, no, but while she's here, she's your responsibility. I said, she's all right. She's behaving herself. She said, she's 8 years old. What about health and safety? Health and safety. I said, what about staff? She goes, we're not insured. It's not our job. I said, what is your job, watching telly? I wasn't even gone an hour. Anyway, she says, I need to speak to you in the office. I thought, here we go. She says, Marlene, you've been told the rules about borrowing money off other clients. I said, are you asking me? She said, they're no better off than you. I could have said all sorts, but I just walked out and got Chloe. But she's at it. Marlene, can you pick that chair back up, please? And, oh, Marlene, don't be like that. Stay for Tricia. I said, I'll watch it in my room, thank you very much. She says, I'll buzz you later when it's time for your med. I didn't say out. So then she's on intercom every 5 minutes, isn't she? Oh, Marlene, you're not going to do anything daft, are you? I said, leave me alone. Only I don't want to have to be calling your social worker. I said, do what you like. Shut her up. But we had a cracking morning, me and Chloe, playing Bunny Tunes, our new game. I'm always treating her. Then our Kerry turns up, 12 o'clock on the dot. Say goodbye to Auntie Marlene. I said, are you not stopping for a brew? She says, we can't. Didn't say why. So I said, but you're coming tomorrow. She goes, oh, Marlene, I don't know about that. I said, why not? She said, you know why not? I said, I'll sort your bus fares out. And then she's at it, oh, can you borrow me 20? I said, Kerry, I'm strapped myself. She said, you wouldn't be if you didn't spend all your DLA on fruit machines. She says, I've got 4 kids to feed and I'm not buying kids games. I felt like it in her. So next day, I knocked on first thing and I says to staff, can I have my meds for the day, please? I'm not stopping. So she goes, Oh, Marlene, happy birthday. I says, yes, can I have my medication, please? She's at it. Oh, Marlene, you know I can't do that. It's in your care plan. I said, I'm not going to take them all. I just want to be left alone. So she goes, but we've sorted a cake out for you and everything. I said, you can shove your cake. So then what I did, I went round to my room, got a Morrison's bag, all my knives, all my razors, all my old med that they didn't know about, back round to office, on her desk. I said, there. She says, Marlene, do you mind? I'm on the phone. And she's at it whispering to him, I can't talk now, I'll call you back. So I shouted so he'd hear me. I said, you needn't bother coming round. Tell her to look in bag. So then she shuts door in my face. Just slams door right in my face. Locks herself inside and I'm stood there. Stood there looking at her through glass. And she's making not to catch me eye and rooting it bag. Telling him this, that and other. And I thought, right, that's me off. So I'm off uptown to Casey's Arcade. Try and perk up. Only Carlo, he's the manager. He always lets on to me. He sees me at the machines. He says, are you all right, Marlene? Are you all right, love? He sits me down and he gets me a brew, proper gentleman-like. And he says, there you are, Marlene. You drink that. And suddenly, I'm telling him all sorts. I says, I'm 60 today. He says, are you, me love? Well, you just wait there. So I'm sat there and he comes back with a card. He says, there you are, my love. Open it when you get home. Three cards. This one's Chloe's. She made it when she was last round. To my favourite, Auntie Marlene. Kiss, kiss, kiss. To Marlene, from all the staff at Primrose Bank. And this one. To Marlene, happy 60th birthday. Remember, you are a lovely person, no matter what anyone says. Love, Carlo, and all the staff at Casey's Arcade. All right, is that?
When the shadows fall, bend, O willow, and weep for.
Plates by Suzanne Batty.
Too big for you, this Cardi. You've not got his great chest. Lean, aren't you? And slippery. But I like your face, Clayboy. You've a smile like polished wood.
How old are you, Anna?
Old as I look.
I saw you through the window before. Bone like a beast, circling his prey.
He wants me more than I want him, that's all.
He's too old for you.
What do you know?
You love him?
Of course.
It's just you and him, eh?
Yeah.
And where did you find Mr. Bone?
He found me. I was living under a piece of plastic on St. Martin's Fields.
Alone?
I had a fierce dog, but they cut his throat and robbed me. Beat me. Raped me. Put me on the game. Now I don't like no one putting their hands on me.
Not even him?
Sometimes I let him. It's hard for him. No one here but Bone and me.
You sure about that?
Well, there's them upstairs.
Who upstairs?
I'm not supposed to talk about them.
Family?
Nope.
Friends?
No.
Ghosts?
I think they're sort of guests.
Sort of?
I'm not allowed up there. Up in the attic.
Never?
That's the way Bone likes it.
You don't mind living with strangers?
We're all strangers. Look, Bone keeps me safe. I get a meet and keep the house. I don't ask questions. Get up now. Let's try it on for size. Arms up. I might rip the arms out.
I'd rather keep my arms.
Well, I'll let you. If you let me lean here for a minute. Don't mind your smell. What do you smell of? Bleach? And tobacco. Don't smell of sex. How come you're a man and you don't smell of sex?
I haven't had sex for 7 years.
Don't lie to me, Clayboy.
I swear.
What have you been doing then?
Thinking. You remind me of the girl in the red room who runs out onto the moor in her thin dress.
Who's she?
I don't remember. I'll tell you what I remember. My mother, rotting. Eating porridge, waiting up with me face sewn up, couldn't open my mouth, couldn't breathe.
Don't talk about it.
You know about it.
I know. Can't speak. Can't breathe. It's like when I sit in a corner and Bone says, Hannah, come back to me. But he isn't real. Nothing is.
Hold my hands.
Clay's cold.
Just needs time to warm up.
Another cardigan?
Mr. Bone, it's your favourite colour.
I'm off that colour. Is he making himself useful?
He was helping with my knitting.
Your wife's a fine knitter.
Never mind that. Clean my boots, boy.
Yes, sir.
A word of warning, son. Don't look at things that aren't yours to look on.
Oh!
He wasn't looking, Mr. Bone.
It's time you told us what you're up to. And what is the meaning of those pajamas?
Carol's Christmas by Caroline Priestley.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be gone.
Bugger off, Santa, you're a day early.
Brenda?
What the hell are you doing here?
What am I doing? What are you doing here?
Run out of arses to wipe.
So you're making yourself at home then? Carol's still asleep.
You didn't say what you were doing here.
Nor you.
God, it's like the return of the living dead.
So how are things with you?
Fine. Where's Billy?
He's working away. Ever so busy.
Doing what?
It doesn't take you 2 minutes to get the boot in.
I only asked what he was up to.
Don't you dare judge my Billy Brenda Thompson. No, sorry, my mistake. Brenda Silvano. That is your latest husband, isn't it? What are we on now, husband number 6?
At least they kept their dicks in their trousers.
What do you mean by that? I bet you made sure they didn't keep their wallets in their pockets, though. Hey, Brenda.
Grow.
Oh, now that's rich.
I am. Loaded, love.
I don't need this. It's like being kids again.
You have spent your whole life cleaning up for that son of a bitch.
No. No, I have not, Brenda Brown. I've done a lot with my life. I've brought up 2 wonderful children and... Well, that's more than you.
You call that a life? Cleaning up shit. You can keep your life and stick it up your potpourri arse. You don't fool me, Dawn Brown. Sorry, Smith. I'm going back to bed. And don't bother cleaning up after me. I'll do that when I wake up. Least I've lived my bloody life.
Merry bloody Christmas.
Yourself
Homegrown Therapy by Helen Shea.
Go on, have a real drink. I'll have one with you. Thanks for asking.
But orange juice is fine, really.
That'll cheer you up. Bet you've had a bad day.
No, actually. It's a lovely summer's evening. I've just got a promotion. And...
things I could tell you about bad days.
Well, naturally...
I take today, for instance. First is the wife this morning, then the boss, then all these inconsiderate people coming in here.
The customers?
Right nuisance, I can tell you. The present company accepted, of course, John.
It's Rodney, actually.
Oh, Rodney, actually.
Just Rodney will do. Though I am an actuarian, so I suppose...
Well, Rodney, they come in here demanding drinks and pork scratchings. It just gets too much. And I tell her indoors how much I have to do, but Ted, she says, Ted, shut up and put up. Well, you know how it is with wives.
Actually, I'm not married, just engaged.
Ah, on the rocky road towards it. Still, you must know how it is, sitting on your own in a bar all the time, like you do. You see it all?
Well, actually, I don't usually come out with that, Fenella. And also...
you see, my wife just won't listen. I hate people like that, don't you? Just won't listen. Not like you. I keep telling her, but she...
look, I must...
understand.
What?
No, not you. The wife. Women, eh? Don't even mention the sex life.
What?
Exactly. What sex life? You don't know what a relief it is just to talk to someone who understands, Rodney.
Look, I'm terribly sorry, Ted, but isn't this the wrong way round? You and me, I mean.
You want to come this side and serve? Then you'll see.
No, I mean talking. I'm the customer. I'm the one supposed to talk and drown my sorrows.
You haven't got any. You haven't had a bad day.
Well, no day's perfect.
So you have had a bad day.
Well, one or two things could be better. But what I mean, Ted, is that it's traditional. A British custom. You're meant to be a sort of psychiatrist. Women have hairdressers, men have bartenders. Homegrown therapy.
Homegrown? I'm good at that. You should see my cucumber. Even the wife likes my cucumber.
Maybe it's a Freudian substitute. Oh, wait a minute, that's the wrong way round again. I shouldn't be analysing your problems.
But you haven't got any problems. Except for one or two things. You want to talk about them? But then, of course, it's a lovely summer's evening. And you've just got a promotion. And a fiancé. So, you're out celebrating tonight, are you? Alone?
It's Wednesday.
That explains it, then.
Fenella has a gym night on Wednesday. With the girls.
Sure she's not round at her hairdresser's? Getting things off her chest?
Fenella hasn't got anything on her chest. No, I mean, well, I don't mean... Fenella has a very nice chest, actually.
Hairdresser likes it?
Oh, don't be silly. Anyway, hairdressers are all... fancy boys.
So she does have a male hairdresser, then, your Fenella. For her homegrown therapy.
She's at the gym. With the girls.
Well, if you're sure.
Of course, I'm sure. I rang her only this afternoon to tell her about the promotion. Only she wasn't there.
But like you say, they're all Nancy boys anyway. Though you don't watch Cutting It. Ah, mind you, they do say a lot of women fancy Julian Clary.
Look, she's at the gym. I'll prove it. Voicemail. Pour me a drink, Ted.
That's more like it. Traditional.
She went red recently. Red! I told her I liked it blonde.
Ah, the hairdresser.
He said it was sultry and seductive.
Now that doesn't sound at all Julian Clary to me.
No, nor to me. You know, you could be right. I have had a bad day.
That's more like it, Rodney. Very traditional now.
First they say I'm getting a promotion, but there's one or two things about it. More a sideways move. To audit maintenance. Fifth floor where the lift always jams. And then I ring She Who Must Be Obeyed.
Nothing like a bit of dominatrix.
And she's not even there.
But she's at the gym. With the girls.
You said she was having homegrown therapy with Julian Clary.
No, I only...
You're right. Sultry and seductive. How could she do this to me?
Like I said, women, eh?
I'm going round to leave her a note, saying it's all over. Thanks for straightening me out, Ted. Audit maintenance.
One consolation when you've had a bad day is job satisfaction. So what can I get you? Go on, have a real drink. I'll have one with you. Thanks for asking.
Oh.
Fat Slag by Nikki Cowan.
Look at that fat slag. Look at that fat slag.
He called me a fat slag. Gary! He called me a fat slag.
Oh.
Him over there. Aren't you going to say something? Do something?
Look. Mate, did you, call her a fat slag?
No.
He did.
I never.
You did? Gary, he called me a fat slag.
She said you called her a fat slag.
I never.
I might be fat, but I'm not a slag.
You heard what she said, mate. She might be fat, but she's not a slag.
Did you call me fat, Gary?
You said.
You called me fat.
She's right. You called her fat.
He's right, you did.
You said you were fat.
You're not meant to agree with me. If I say I might be fat, you're meant to say no, you're not, Kelly.
You're not fat, Kelly.
You're lying.
All right, then. You're fat, Kelly. Ow! Kel!
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Are you laughing at my mate, Gary? Are
you laughing at my mate, Kelly?
Your mate, Kelly? I thought she was your girlfriend.
No.
Thanks.
No, Kelly, I didn't mean... I mean, we're not, are we, boyfriend and girlfriend? We're just mates.
Yeah, we're mates.
Not that I wouldn't want you to be my girlfriend, it's just that we're not.
No, we're not. I haven't got a boyfriend at the moment.
And I haven't got a girlfriend at the moment.
Oh. Well, it's just that if you haven't got a boyfriend and he hasn't got a girlfriend, then why does
he fancies Melanie?
And she fancies Jake.
And who are they?
Melanie's the size zero blonde girl with the double D tits. Looks like Britney Spears before she had all her hair cut off.
Jake's a tall, dark, handsome bloke with a six pack. Looks like Robbie Williams.
And where are they now?
Shagging each other in a car park.
Oh, I see. I never called you a fat slag. I said, look at that fat slag. And you assumed I was talking to you. Actually, I think you're rather beautiful.
Do you want to come back to ours, Gary?
All right, Kel.
Many faces I have seen, many places I have been, walk the deserts and the shore.
Fine by Chris Grogan.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love.
Potatoes, pizza. Becca likes pizza. No, not potatoes. No, too heavy. Pasta. Pasta's lighter, weighs less. I've no car tomorrow. Lewis wants it. I told him I needed it to go shopping and I'd drive him to college, but oh no, that did not go down well. Mum! It's fine. I'll get the bus after work. It stops right outside Tesco's and it's only 5 minutes at this end. 7, 8 maybe. It's not far and I won't buy much. It'll be fine. I'll be home by 7:30. 8 at the latest. Supper will have to be quick. Martin doesn't like eating late, says he can't sleep. What can I do for supper? What's quick? Cooked chicken. I'll get a cooked chicken. Yes, that's what I'll do. I'll shop after work and I'll get a cooked chicken. Becca can have pizza. If she's here. I'm really glad he's going to college again. Lewis. I don't know why he stopped. Must have been something upset him. He just stayed in his room. Hid under the duvet and only came down for his meals. Went on for weeks. It's a good job his friends kept calling for him, otherwise he'd never have gone out the house, poor boy. Anyway, it's fine now. He's working really hard. Media studies. He spends hours and hours watching television. Oh, that reminds me. Popcorn. Microwave popcorn. For snacks. Lewis calls it the munchies. He's a bottomless pit, that boy. Oh, pizza, pasta, popcorn, all the peas. Useful things, peas. They go with anything. Or we can have them with the chicken. Lewis can have beans. Bread, butter, Flora. Martin won't eat Flora. Has to have butter. If his mother didn't use it, it doesn't count as real food, which pretty much rules out anything invented since 1975. I once sent him to work with a pot noodle. Not my finest hour. I still can't see how pouring boiling water into a plastic cup counts as cooking your own lunch. Anyway, it's fine now. I promised not to deviate again and we went right back to normal as if nothing had ever happened. Sandwiches. 4 rounds of white sliced, 2 ham, 2 cheese and a Kit Kat. Ham, cheese, Kit Kat. He's very reasonable, is Martin, very tolerant. So long as there aren't any changes, he doesn't like change, doesn't Martin? It's fine. You always know where you are with him. Not like my friend Maureen. She never knows where she is with her husband. He rings her up at work and says, let's go to the pub, we can eat out. And it's only Tuesday. Or she's defrosted a couple of chops, she gets home and he's ordered a takeaway. You'd never know where you were with a man like that. It'd be all shocks and surprises. It might be nice to have someone else decide what to eat, though. What to cook, what to buy. Pizza, pasta, popcorn, peas, bread, butter, Flora, cheese. Same every week. I don't know why I bother writing it down. I should know it off heart by now. Perhaps I'll get Lewis to put it on the computer. Mum's list. He can print it out for me every week, then I won't forget anything. I forgot Becca's cheesy things last week. World War III. Again. They're so hormonal at that age, aren't they? Better not let Martin see this. He's not against drinking. He doesn't mind it. He likes a drink himself. It's his mother. She phones. Martin says she can tell if I've had a drink, so best not. They're not good at talking on the phone, are they, men? Not unless it's about football. I say to him, you get it, Martin, it'll be your mother. But he says he doesn't know what to say to her. I tell him you don't have to say anything. She does all the saying, and if there's a pause, just ask her what the doctor said. Becca drinks. She says she doesn't, but I know she does. Lewis says I fuss too much, but I tell him that's what mothers do. It's in the job prescription. Job description. She's only 15. The policeman said it was a good job she hadn't turned 16 or she'd definitely have been charged last time. I said to her, if you like shops so much, you can come shopping with me. Push the trolley. Mum! How did they do that? Put so many syllables into 1 3-letter word. One little word. She'll be better once her exams are over. She'll be fine. It's a lot of stress at her age and she's bound to say things she doesn't mean. And if you can't take it out on your mother, who can you take it out on? It's only a bruise. It'll be fine. She didn't mean it. She lifted the lid on the saucepan and I do so hate it when they make that noise. Ugh. As if you're feeding them sheep's eyes. It was only pasta sauce. She used to like pasta sauce. Tomatoes, mushrooms, bit of red pepper. It's not easy cooking for a vegetarian who won't eat vegetables. She lifted the lid and did the yuck thing and said, I'm not eating that. And I said, yes, you are. I haven't spent the last hour making pasta sauce when Dad's having chops and Lewis wants a burger just to chuck it all down the sink. And she whacked me. Well, not whacked, exactly. More
moved towards me and caught me with the pan lid. She still had it in her hand. She didn't mean it. I ain't seen her since. She's okay. She's fine. Lewis said he saw her. She was with Amy outside the chip shop. He didn't speak to her. I don't know why. They used to get on so well when they were little. I wanted to go round to Amy's to make sure she was all right, to bring her home. But Martin said no, no. Best leave her. She'll come home when she's ready. It'll be okay. It'll be fine.
Shaken Not Stirred by Helen Shay.
But I'm not making a scene.
Shh, sit back down. People notice.
Mustn't make a scene, must I?
I never said you were, Stella.
It's your fault, Luke. You got it wrong.
I said I'm sorry. Oh, come on, Stella. I bring you out for a relaxing time, a few drinks, pleasant surroundings, maybe some drama.
Drama?
I thought you liked the theatre.
I do. I always did. Or don't you remember?
Of course I remember. It's where we first met.
Beckett, you remember the play?
Of course I remember. Godot, of course.
If you remember so well, why did you get this wrong?
I said I'm sorry.
Sweet, I said.
I said I'm...
It's always been sweet.
I said...
5 years and it's always been sweet. Until now.
How many times do I have to say?
Have you ever known me drink dry?
It's only a drink.
Sweet. Not dry. The lovely googie red stuff.
You want blood? Is that what you're saying?
Rossini! Look! They've got it over there. How could you forget?
All right, then.
Oh, don't bother. Now it's you who's making a scene.
The lady must be satisfied.
Sit down, Luke. They're all looking at us.
A sweet martini, please. Make that sweet. Very sweet. Not dry.
Look, it doesn't matter.
Then why bring it up?
I'll have the dry. Maybe people who have dry are more sophisticated. Like James Bond. Shaken, not stirred. Shaken, yes. Or maybe a better class of woman drinks it dry.
Look, do you want it or not, Stella?
Right name, at least. Some things you don't forget.
For God's sake, I'll get you the right drink.
I said I'll drink it dry.
You sure?
Yes.
It was just a mistake.
Just a drink. Just a mistake.
Stop it, Stella.
What? Drinking?
Oh, for God's sake. She never drank martini. She drank bloody vodka.
Oh, Bloody Mary, perhaps.
Look, I just forgot. Whether you were sweet or dry, it was just a mistake.
Yes, just a mistake. Like when you went for that other drink. Like when you woke up next morning in her bed.
You said you could...
Forgive? Yes. But it's the forgetting that's the hard part. Something only some people are good at. Like whether it's sweet or dry. Or a few drinks and forget you're married.
We said we'd try. I thought we could just do things together again. Go out, the theatre. You always liked the theatre.
Yes, I did. I'd forgotten how much.
See? Even you can forget.
But do you? When you take me out, buy me a drink. When you're with me, in me, look at me and tell me you forget. Betrayal.
Stella, I'm sorry.
The play, I mean. It was betrayal, not Godot. And I'm sick of waiting. Waiting until one of us forgets. Sweet for all those years. And now completely dry.
Three Wishes by Dave Macken.
Sounds like you're having a tough time of it then, John.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I just wish I could snap my fingers and change it all sometime. Something funny, mate.
Oh, no, no.
Does my life sound like a joke to you?
I didn't mean FN, sorry.
It's okay, just leave it, John.
No, no, if he's got something to share.
Well, I couldn't help overhearing your problems. And I think I can help you.
Really?
You're not one of those Scientologists, are you?
No, far from it, in fact. I sell wishes.
You sell what?
Like that charity, Wishes for Kids.
No, like a business that sells wishes.
You've been drinking a bit today, haven't you, mate? Sam, how long's he been here?
Not long, and he's drinking lemonade.
I can assure you, I am 100% sober. Let me introduce myself, Ricky Fairweather. The weather's always fair wherever Ricky's there.
I bet it is.
And you sell wishes.
That's right. I can fulfil your wildest fantasies.
Really?
Okay, Sam, enough of that.
Here's my card. See for yourself.
3 wishes limited. If you can imagine it, we can imagine it.
I'm imagining a Porsche 911 outside this pub right now. A nice red one.
It doesn't work like that.
I'd change that motto then, Ricky. False advertising.
How does it work?
Don't tell me. You've got a lamp for us to rub.
You buy them. Like people buy everything these days. Over the internet.
Oh, I'll check it out on my phone then.
Few clicks of a mouse. That's it.
Almost. John, do you know how much energy is flying around in order to power the internet?
No. How much?
Well, not sure exactly, but it's considerable. We at 3 Wishes Limited simply put that energy to good use by channeling it directly to your computer.
Wouldn't that just knacker my computer?
It'd blow up.
Usually aye. But I give you the necessary tools in order to harness that power. And, hey presto, you've got yourself one bona fide wishing machine.
Come on, Ricky. Who put you up to this? Is it the lads down at the Buck? We beat them fair and square at darts last week.
This is the real deal, John. Are you willing to take a leap of faith that will change your life forever?
It'd be one hell of a leap.
Here, look. Found the website. 3wishes.com. It exists, all right. Nice looking site.
Thanks.
They've got some references here, too. I owe my life to 3 Wishes Limited, who changed it and made it really, really good. That was a Mr. D. Bowie.
David Bowie wouldn't say that.
Many well-known figures have used our service in the past.
You just made that up.
John, what must I do to convince you I'm genuine?
I'd love to believe you, Ricky.
If you say no, you'll just return to a home where your wife doesn't speak to you, where you can't understand your son, and you spend more money than you earn. John, this opportunity might never come round again.
Just out of curiosity, how much?
John.
100 quid for 3.
100 quid? You must be kidding.
One time only offer, John.
Is that what you charge Bowie?
And that's because I feel we've really bonded.
How much for one wish?
John.
Sorry, they only come in packs of 3.
My wife is going to kill me.
She wouldn't have a chance. These come into effect within hours.
And what if they don't work?
Full details on the website, love. Now, John, have we got a deal?
That money was meant to be going towards a holiday, wasn't it, John?
His life's going to be one big holiday.
One big holiday.
Just think about this for a sec.
Sam, I want to change all this
it's
so much.
Pure fantasy. Wishes don't come true. I'm sorry to be the one to break it to you, John, but nothing will change.
You've no heart, love. John, you have got to do this.
You'll regret it, John. They won't work. You'll be down 100 quid. Janet will go crazy. Then you'll be moaning at me just the same tomorrow night. Be sensible.
No, Sam. I'm done with being sensible. Ricky, I'd like to buy 3 wishes, please.
Good choice, Johnny boy. You've just put your life back on track.
Universal Fate by Julie Lumsden.
Thursday night, everything's fine, except you've got that look in your eye when I'm telling a story and you find it boring. You're thinking of something to say. You'll go along with it, then drop it and humiliate me.
It means detachment. Stay detached. When we missed the bus earlier, you got angry. Don't get angry. Stay calm. You can always get something out of an experience. Okay, you've got 20 minutes to wait for the next bus. Look around you. Plan your next essay.
I don't write essays.
And that rain as we got off the bus.
This is a new jacket.
Rain is the source of life.
I only worn it twice.
You've been taught to be negative.
What flavour is this fudge?
Chocolate. There was a kid sitting behind the fudge stall crying his eyes out.
What's there?
Huddled at the back of the stall.
What do you think he's lost?
Between the fudge and the fortune teller.
You didn't tell me?
I saw him when I was paying for the fudge.
Should we go and look?
He'll be found now.
Came down every year as a kid.
I'd never heard of the Goose Fair till I came out to uni.
I got lost once. My dad let go of my hand.
And then, there's the fourth noble truth. Right understanding which leads to right action. The fourth noble truth is the Noble Eightfold Path. Your hair smells nice. What is it?
Shampoo. See that big silver ride right in the middle?
Yasmin.
It's called the reverse bungee. Catapults you into the sky.
Don't you like watching the lights?
I've got £30 to waste.
Is it Yasmin?
Last year I couldn't get Carl away from the cakewalk.
Carl?
He was laughing at girls in short skirts.
Really?
Trying to stay upright, showing off the knickers.
Was that the kind of thing that amused him?
Come on, my treat.
Go on what you like.
On my own?
I'll wait for you.
Wait?
I wouldn't enjoy it.
Are you saying I'm immature?
No, I'm saying it's not my idea of fun.
Carl was a fun kind of guy.
We're all at different stages of development.
Why come to Goose Fair?
To observe.
To feel superior.
I strive for right thinking. I hope to be compassionate.
Watching the world make a fool of itself. Judging people. What makes you different?
We're all at different stages.
And you're at a higher stage.
I'm not judging them. I know people are only trying to deny their pain. Soap operas, 68 shopping days till Christmas.
Why not try to blot out sad things?
It's called bad faith.
So we won't be going on the wheel of death.
We're all on the eternal wheel of life and death.
Do Buddhists ever laugh?
They laugh because they've accepted their pain.
Rain.
Suffering is the indicator of universal fate.
Universal fate?
We can never escape. We sense it all the time. It's wrong to deny it.
It's gonna piss it down.
You're not interested.
I am, actually. I am interested. It means life is lousy with disappointment. It means life is shit, but don't get bitter about it and be nice to people. It means keep going, face things, do your best, be honest, help when you can. It means count your blessings. My nan says that.
Why are you getting upset?
I'm not upset.
Have I said something wrong?
It's all theory with you, isn't it?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
You're getting upset.
You've upset me.
You've upset yourself.
No, you've upset me.
You've upset yourself.
Well, I'm upset anyway.
Well, perhaps you should have come down with the famous Carl.
That was last
year. Well, shut up about him then.
I'm going back down. I'm going to let the reverse bungee blow my brain away. See if that kid's still there.
I'll come with you.
Have you ever suffered the universal fate of being dumped?
Every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time that you're upset and got smile, I know I should forget, but I can't.
You have been listening to Mind Labs, Sheffield Live's open creative slot. Join us next time for something more which isn't the same.
You're listening to Sheffield Dawn, Sheffield Live.